Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Miller, and today I want to do a quick podcast on a cool little app I found in the Mac App Store entitled Disk Cleaner. How I found it, I was actually looking for an updated version of CCleaner to see if maybe they'd made it accessible again with Mavericks, but the first thing I came upon was a thing called Disk Cleaner Pro, and I checked it out. I said, let me run it and see if it works and see if it's accessible and everything. And I like it a lot. It's very, very accessible, very self-explanatory. If you listen well, then you can work it well. It's not hard. There's no unlabeled buttons. There's nothing that's not accessible. But it's a very cool app. I've slowed my speech down. So what I want to do is I want to go to my desktop. Well, I'm already on it. And go to the dock and hit D for Disk Cleaner.
Disk Cleaner Pro.
So let's open Disk Cleaner and show you what the app is like.
Find Disk Cleaner Pro. Disk Cleaner Pro. Window. Continue. Button. There's keyboard focus.
Now, I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Image. Close button.
Okay.
Close button.
Okay, you have the close button.
Minimize button.
Minimize.
Dim zoom button. Disk Cleaner. Image. Disk Cleaner Pro.
Okay. Disk Cleaner Pro. I'm just going to go through the window. I'm not going to, you know, everything else is pretty explanatory, so you can get it, but I just want you to hear the window before we run it. So let's go through Disk Cleaner.
Image.
Image.
Disk Cleaner Pro. Step 1 of 1. Disk usage. 15.6%. Left 0B.
What I'm doing is I'm VO right arrowing through the screen, so I'm just going to let you hear it. I'm not going to say everything.
Disk usage. 15.6%. Level indicator. 0B. 249.6 gigabytes.
That's how much I've used, that's how much of my drive is free.
499.2 gigabytes. You are using 77.8 gigabytes, 15.6% of your 499.2 gigabytes HD. Continue button.
I'm going to hit continue with VL space.
Application logs. Checkbox.
Now, I'm not going to go all the way back through the left of the window and all that and show you. It's just going to say Disk Cleaner, step 2 of 2, whatever, 1 of 2. So we're going to just show you what you can check or uncheck, depending on what you want to clean on your disk. So let's...
0.0B.
Okay.
Space free.
Okay. All right, so let's go to the right here, and this will show you...
you are currently...
what's able to be checked.
Application logs. Checkbox.
And each thing, if you there's like two checkboxes, two things you can clean, and then after...
You are currently on a checkbox.
After it, it will tell you what they are, so I'm not going to keep stopping. So... you're on the disk, the application logs.
0.0B. Downloads. Uncheck checkbox.
I don't have that checked because there's nothing in my downloads folder.
0.0B. View button.
You can view your downloads.
Some applications create logs for diagnostic purposes.
Okay, and it's just telling you what each one does. That's what I said. That's the first one. That's the app log.
This directory contains files that have been downloaded from a web browser. Over time, it can grow quite large and contain files that are no longer used. Be sure to check the contents of this folder before deleting it.
That's for your downloads. See, it's very self-explanatory. Let's move on.
Application caches. Checkbox.
Application cache is checked.
86.0K limits. Mail downloads. Checkbox.
I don't have any email downloads, so that's why I haven't... don't have it checked.
0.0B. View button.
You can view them if you have some.
Applications caches are automatically recreated when necessary. All email attachments are saved to this directory. If your emails are saved on a server and accessible on the web or on another computer, these files are safe to delete. Voices. Checkbox. 3.9 gigabytes. Trash. Checkbox.
Trash is checked.
7.2 megabytes. Did you know that your Mac can speak to you in an electronic voice? If you didn't know that and do not intend on using this feature, these files can be deleted. There are files that you have already deleted but have not yet been purged. Clear disk space button.
Clear disk space button, that is.
Delete files. This will delete the selected files. This process is irreversible. Please double-check to make sure you have backed up any important files and folders you may have selected. Cancel button.
Cancel button.
OK default button.
OK default button.
Press Disk Cleaner Pro window. Share button.
OK, and now if I go back to the left of the screen.
Image.
Or rather, the top of the screen.
Disk Cleaner Pro. Step 3 of 3. Congratulations. You freed 0.0B. Share button. Exit button. Finder. Desktop.
exit button. So it's very self-explanatory. Hope you enjoyed this podcast on Disk Cleaner. So hope you enjoyed it. Have a good day and enjoy your Mac.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.